Stam Claudius on the Mishkan on the Beis Hamikdash. We discussed that once already. I remember walking back from Chibin with the Rosh Hashanah. The whole Indian of the Mishkan is a mitzvah Mikdashi Tiro. Mishkan is an Indian of Mikdashi Tiro. Once you get into the Mishkan, it's Kulay Ava. Outside, it's always Yira. Like Chazal, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that somebody learns Torah without Yira Shemaim, so it's like you got the keys to the inside, but you didn't get the keys to the outside. See, Yira is a Chatzayin Yistikazach. Yira is a Chatzayin Yistikazach. On the inside, the Toichai, is Ratzah Bahav. When you come to Beis HaMikdash, it's Kulay Moyer Mikdash. Once you're inside the Beis HaMikdash and feeling the Beis HaMikdash, it's the beginning of Teicha Ratzah Bahav. We discussed that when you get to Rosh Hashanah, Teicha B'chayde Shaifah. But Bakesa, what's inside on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's a day of Pachad in Yira, but Bakesa, what's hidden in there is Liyam Chagena. It's really a Chag. Chag is a Mitzvah Av, a Simcha. So Teicha B'chayde Shaifah, Bakesa, what's in that Shaifah is V'am LaYechrat, right? Shtaka Shaifah Be'e V'am LaYechrat, the Pasuk. Bakesa, if you want to know what's inside, it's Yom Chagena. It's this thing. That's the Indian of Purim, or the Indian of Adal Yoda. Nechnasiyan Yotzasoid. The whole Gezerah, the whole Matzav of Megillas Esther, the whole Matzav of Megillas Esther is Pashan put us in a stage of Yira. But we have to realize that the whole about Purim becomes a Simcha Dekadei. Only becomes a Simcha Dekadei because the beginning of Adal Yoda, which is Nechnasiyan Yotzasoid. The inside of everything is always the chelak haSimcha. Inside everything is always the chelak of the Simcha. Which is like the kruvim in all times, even b'shas haChorban, the kruvim were urvin zebezeh. The kruvim were inside. They were in the Kodesh Kadoshim. In the Kodesh Kadoshim, that was the toichoi, that's kulei ava, that was the kruvim together. On the outside, no. So Amalek says asher korcha baderech. Korcha means they bring us kriyus. Kriyus is yira, like you say in English. Somebody he freezes. Somebody's scared. He freezes. He's cold. It's cold. Kriyus is a cold. Amalek is the one who's toifus the chitzonius of Yiddishkeit. It makes a person think that Yiddishkeit. Why am I not doing this? Because otherwise I'll get punished. It's a chitzonius take a Yiddishkeit. So Yiddishkeit all based on Yira. So maybe therefore Ashakoch Baderech, he cools us down. He focuses on the chitzonius. He makes us forget about what's the inside story. What's the toichoi? The toichoi is Ratz of Ahava. So the Mechias HaMolek is to bring really what's hidden inside, to be Megala, the Bekese. What's the Bekese? It's a Yom Tov in the Vachem, the Yom Chageinu. It's a Yom Tov in the Vachem. The Morek focuses always on the Chetzonius. So Mele, that's the mitzvah to drink. Nechnas Yayin Yotza Soid. Which is what's the Soid? The Soid is the day of Purim. That's the Soid. What's Purim? Purim is the day of Av and Simcha. Av and Simcha, that's the Soid of Adel HaYoda. The Kriyus in Yiddishkeit. Looking at everything as you have to do it, and you have to do it, and you have to do it, and living a whole technical life of Yiddishkeit, here is very, very important, Yira Shemayim, but that's the outside story. That's the Mafteches Chatzonius. So they state in the Gemara Shabbos, it's Mafteches Chatzonius. Here is the Mafteches Chatzonius. Inside, that's cool, I think. So Amalek is the one that's always hiding the inside story. It's always hiding Shkorcha. Keep Yiddishkeit of a Kalta Oif. Keep Yiddishkeit of a Kalta Oif. Comes along, Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael says no. Klal Yisrael says, "Nechnasiyah, and I'll show you what's really on the inside." And the whole Simcha, the whole Avos Hanes, the Makabel it, Me'avos Hanes, the whole Purim is Me'avos Hanes. Chuba Me'avos the Sfasem says it's all. It's a day of Kulei Ava, Kulei Simcha. That's Bakesa. And because it's hidden, that's why Molik makes us think that it's not there. And if you have to Megala Soidus, Megillas Esther, Megala to be Megala the Esther, Megala the Esther to be Megala that the Emes even the Yira it's only on the outside, but inside. It's always the beginning of Av and Simcha. Mm-hmm. Esther said, "Take them in, gather them together, take them inside, the Beis Knesses, take them to the in the Pnimis of Yiddishkeit, in the gas, in the street. It's scary. Take them inside. In Megala, and there's always legend. Mamish like the Kruvim, Orim Zevus. There's always a matzav of Simcha. Like Rav Shlomo says, it says Oiz v'Chet v'Koymos. And Morah says in Sukkah, Morah says Stira. Is it?" Is there crying? Is there sadness? Or is there simcha? On the outside, it's crying, it's here. On the inside, it's ois v'ched v'bim koyma. So the inside story is always simcha. It's always simcha. It's always ava. Purim is the time where we show Amalek that even though there's a mitzvah of yira, and even though we have to have yira shemayim, over the inside, the pnimius is always ava. That's what we're megala, but it's a sod, and Purim it's a mitzvah to megala that sod. That's the lo yoda. To be megala the sod, in Purim you have to go around telling everyone that avodas Hashem beikar is full of av and simcha, and the year is only until you get to the simcha, and even to get to the av. Even on Rosh Hashanah, it's only it's bakesa, and nechanam it's bakesa, but it's there, it's yom chagin, it's going to come out. It'll come out in Sukkot. Everything lies in the Rosh Chodesh of that month. In Tishri, it's quite a packed Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Hashanah. Over there, you have a month Simchaseinu there. It's Bakesa. Rosh Hashanah, it's still Bakesa. It's going to come out. Purim is a mitzvah to bring it out now, to show them right now. So Amalek is the nut and middle of Bism English. Haman, the nut and middle of Bism English. Some English is Megala, the Bechina, on the outside it's Yira, on the inside it's Oizvechedu, it's Oizvechedu, and Koyme. That's the Achana for Purim. Even though it's true, this is Lav Lahana, it's Oilot Sabarein, it's no. That's only Bechitzoidis, Pneumius, the Rosh Hashanah wants to eat the whole time to be Dovuk and Dvekus and Tainuk Eli, and to be Besimchen is Avoid Sashem. And so good oil is for Simcha. You saw it, you have to break through it, and then you find the Simcha. So also the Simcha of the Goyim is a Simcha, it's on the outside, it's Chatzonis like a Simcha. Chatzonis like a Simcha, it's not Shamur, it's not guarded, it goes away. However, by Yidin, it's Bekeset, it's stored, it's an Anoitza for us, it's there forever. It's hard to get to. Once you get it, then you live in there. And then a person realizes it's Simcha Yiddishkeit the whole time. The beginning of the month, beginning of the year, you know, Ki'ilu, on one hand, beginning of the year, Adar is, if you come from Nisan, Adar is the last month. The end of, one of those, the end means once you get into the Pnimius, the end of everything is Simcha Yiddishkeit. Another goyim is forget, it starts with Simcha, and then they get angry. Like Achashverosh, big Simcha, big Mishta, but then he gets angry and kills everybody. Yiddishkeit, Simcha is something that takes a while till you get there, but once you get there, it's going to be Nizgale, it's all about Simcha, it's all about Shira, Shira Lashem Shechadash. Kol Amoedim Asizim Nizbotl. Purim is not Nizbotl. Why? Because Purim is the Lasid Lovo, it's Shira Lashem Shechadash. Everything that's Lasid Lovo is called Shira, it's called Simcha. Now it's covered over. Purim is Megale. Purim is Megale. What's Lasid Lovo? What's Lasid Lovo? Kulei Simcha. Kulei Hano. Kulei Simcha. It's all the Moedas over Tehla. Chutz Mi Purim. In other words, it's very hidden because it's Lasid Lovo Dikazach. When you get to it, it's Mitzvah Tim Megale. Tim Megale Lasid Lovo Dikazach. It's Chutz Mi Purim. Purim is never going to be in this battle. They left the Shibut Mitzrayim. It's Kulei Yeretik. Some say to teach them Avdus, you have to learn Avdus. 210 years, how to be an Eved. What was the Maisa at the end? When Mitzrayim was destroyed, what was the end? How's the Yoshe Moshe? Came to Shira, then it was Nizgale. So the Yamsuf split, the Yamsuf is the Alma Diskasia. It split, and all what's really hidden became Nizgale. What became Nizgale? Shira, Shira Lashem. Shira Lashem, Shira, Ava, Simcha. Gewaltig. Whenever you break through and you regard the soid, comes out of Shira.
Means that all the Avdus Matoda was really.
It's all the Chatzonis, because you need the Yira. That's all the Chatzonis. And then when it's ready, and then the Rönschlein's Megala, that it's all only leading, but it's in the Yira is leading to the Av and the Simcha. But inside, it's Av and Simcha. On Purim, you have to make an ishtadlus to bring that inside out. V'napichu, you have to turn the inside out. And that's the mechia of the kriyus. Kriyus is only b'chitzonius. You have to break through and get into the thing. Esther has to go into the palace to be megala the Hester. Esther's melashon Hester to be megala the Hester. They go into the inside, into the pnima, and there she saw, and there they saw that everything is chayz v'ched v'mekoyim, everything is simchatik. Because he needs to break through where the inside is cool, like Oizachet and Koyma. But it's a Seyde Avoida, it's Yira and Zama. You can't get to the inside, you can't have the Mafteh as a Pnimi before you open the outside door. You have to start with Yira. The person always has to have Yira. And then Yira takes you inside. Once you get into the inside, when you get into the, once you get to the inside story, you get into Simcha and Taina. So why did it says Amalek only had a shlit on the Eden who niflat from the Nana Kovod. The Nana Kovod, we know, kept the Eden inside. The Eden were niflat from the Amal, from the Nana Kovod, on them Amalek had the shlita. And Nana Kovod is the inside story. And Nana Kovod is the Simcha. The inside story is the Simcha. So there's only one Yom Tov, even there's a Chiv Simcha and only Yom Tov. There's one Yom Tov which is called the Man Simcha Seina. And that's Sukkos. Because Sukkos is Zeichet and Nana Kovod. And Nana Kovod is the inside story. It's the inside story. The inside story is Man Simcha Seina. So Amalek couldn't have a Shlita on that, because there we felt the Simcha. Amalek doesn't have a Shlita. Amalek had the Shlita and the Eden were thrown out. So they see the Nana Kovod from the outside. So for them, they avoid this Yira. If they avoid this Yira, Ashokoch HaBaderech, then he can bring Kriyas to them. Somebody who's inside, he's in the sukkah, it's Mansum Chaseinu. It's Mansum Chaseinu, what's Shaykh Bechlal to, who's Mesiachis to Amalek, who's Mesiachis to that sour-faced Rosh over there, all in the morning of Mansum Simcha. So whatever's in the gear, to inside, and on a cover, that's Kulei Simcha. So that's why, from all the Yom Tovim, the one which is inside, that's called Mansum Chaseinu. Pel Digazach, Soif Chodesh, Soif Chodesh, that's where the Hester is, that's where the Yira is. Or brings to Simcha. And there's no Or, the moon goes away, there's no Or. So that's a Yira de Kazach. Oh, but when you see the first Or, so then you're seeing the Or that's licked in the Choshech. You're seeing the Or that lies in the Choshech. You Megala the Or that's hidden, you Megala the hidden Or. Megala the hidden Or. So that's a Yom Tov Tikkur Bechina. So all the Yom Tovim go to Fi when Bezdin when Makadosh the Chodesh. And that's why it says in Rosh Hashanah that Suda Gedoyla Hayu Oysem Mekadosh HaChodesh. So they used to make a Sudas Yontif when they came to me Mekadosh HaChodesh. What's the Sudas Yontif? The Teretz is, because when you Megale, what's inside? Inside is Kulei Simcha. That's where the Yontif takes, that's where the Yontif is Mamshich from. The Yontif is Mamshich from the inside. So the HaChodesh is Bakesta. It's all hidden. It's all covered over. When you see the Or, you Megale the Or that's hidden. When you Megale the Or, that's a Yontif Dikeinian. From there, that's why we get Yom Tov. Yom Tov is the gili of the Or inside the Keser, the Ava. The gili of the Or that's in the Keser. So then they made a Sudas Yom Tov over there already, because that's the Sherish of Yom Tov. And that's why Mekadosh Yisrael, Vazmanim and Yom Tov. Mekadosh Vazmanim, because it's coming from the Chodesh. It's coming from Bing Megala, the Or, the Simcha, what lies inside the Chodesh. And you Megala that on the Yom Tovim. Once it's Begili, so the Yom Tovim on Tezvav, because Tezvav is the moon b'miluyah. That's once you megala all the Or that was hidden. So then you megala what goes on inside. Megala goes on inside. The whole union of Tezvav. Tezvav is always called the Sierra b'shleimusa. It's called and the moon is b'shleimus. That which is hidden, Baruch Chodesh, that comes out now. The hidden story comes out in the full glory. That's a Moedik Simcha. So then you make, then you make the Yom Tov. Tezvav. That's the Vod, Purim, and then Ayaras and Makof is Chayma, and Yeshua Benon is also on Tezvav. Why? Because it's Makof and Chayma. Makof and Chayma, it's on the inside. It says that they live B'Simcha, why kill? They're not scared. It's Makof and Chayma, they have no Yira, because it's a walled city. A walled city is fortified, so there's no Yira. So inside the walled city, you live B'Simcha. Where is that Nimshach from? Because the inside story is a Simchadik. The inside story is Simchadik. So or Ayaras and Makof is Chayim, Reza Shom Agunon, and Magala, that Simcha, that Yom Tov Dik Simcha, that's in the inside. If it's not Makof is Chayim, so it's already exposed to the outside. This is Yirak and Shanhob Nashlita. They're scared. They live. They don't have protection. Oh, and it's the Ayaras and Makof is Chayim. That's a Chamisha Osa Dikatov. That's a Chamisha Osa. That's a Sierra Bishleim Osa Dikatov. It's Megala, that's a cool. The Makav's Chayma have Simcha, called Kulei Simcha early. It's not a Simcha that's mixed with years, it's a Kulei Simcha Dikainya.